This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Welcome, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Yes, it is here, Monday morning, home room. Whew. Days feel like weeks. Evenings, oh, it's just a lot, you guys. Johnny, Jess, let's just be like, we always check in with everybody, but, you know, and I feel like every time we check in, we're kind of like, well, I'm holding back the dam with all 10 fingers and all 10 toes at this point. And even now, I'm even thinking I need to stick my nose in one of the holes of that dam. How do we make this happy? Johnny.
Oh, man, I was hoping you were throwing that to Jess because I don't
or
know.
Jess.
I don't know exactly the way to go at that, Tim, other than, man, there's a lot of contagious joy that we can spread when we just take a chance to breathe and say, hey, what's happening this week? What can we do to make things a little bit better in our classrooms, in our schools, in our communities, at work? You know, I know it sounds super cheesy, but be the change. And sometimes that's when things feel heavy and moving real slow. Just give it a little life, give it a little energy, give it a little pep, put some dance in your step.
Absolutely.
I know I was pretty out. You know, we joked about it last week, but you know, I was flu denier pushing through because stuff had to happen. And then finally got a chance to rest and mend. So I can imagine folks are either battling through the thick of winter, right, which brings with it the flu season. So any little joy we can put out there, any little spark of energy that we can add, you know, to the other kinds of contagious things, I'm here for it. So let's bring the energy today. It's homeroom. We're glad you're listening with us. Lots happening in education. Whew. All kinds of things that maybe they're not so joyful, but we're going to try and give it some oomph today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jess, what's happening in the world of education? I mean, other than what everybody always knows, but I'm sure you got some great stuff for us.
I do. Well, great is a subjective term here. As we were preparing for this, I did ask you, is there any good news in education? Well, there is good news in education, Tim. And that good news is that we here at Busted Pencils are some educated educators, and we are ready to talk education. As Dr. Boy. Johnny said, sometimes you got to be that change. You got to be the oomph. You got to bring the dance. Because the world is kind of dark. It's overwhelming. And I definitely feel that. But being here with you guys, I know that we can turn this around.
However, I'll tell you what, if I was... Yeah, the dancing, though, that might make a lot of people laugh if people saw me try to take that on.
Potentially.
Yeah.
However, we do need to understand what's going on in the news pertaining to education. So let's jump into it. We've got an article here from The 74. Is Trump gutting education research a new beginning or just slashing and burning? The Trump administration's gutting of the Institute of Education Sciences last Monday temporarily disables an essential source of data on a host of basic information, everything from high school graduation rates and school safety to which neighborhoods have the highest quality schools. At its most basic, it tells Americans how well U.S. schools educate young people at a time when the public is more focused than ever on basic questions of achievements. One industry insider called Monday's actions pretty devastating to the research infrastructure, with several others saying administration officials canceled 189 contracts. But even that was unclear after Monday's chaos. An administration official said the number totaled 89, citing a tweet from the Department of Government Efficiency that put the dollar total at $881 million. The department didn't issue any official statements or breakdowns of the cuts. quote, "It's apocalyptic is all I can say," said the director of one federal office who asked not to be identified. Several sources said Monday's moves don't affect what's widely considered a key IES function, the National Assessment of Educational Progress, or NAEP, commonly known as the nation's report card. NAEP will continue to be administered, sources said, but contracts to analyze the data and report it publicly were canceled and will be offered to new bidders. An education department official on Tuesday said told the 74 that any IES contracts required by law will be reissued for new competition.
Well, NAEP, you know, I'm glad NAEP's back in the, you know, the headlines. We talked about that with our friend, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page, a little bit about the science of reading, kind of introduced that and, you know, had an incredible discussion last Saturday with Dr. Paul Thomas and what do the NAEP scores actually show us and things like that. And the potential that maybe the NAEP scores are indicating that the science of reading isn't working. However, though, Jess, I'm glad you point that out. NAEP, we got to come back and we got to visit this all the time because it is one of those numbers that is, it's more than a data point of how students are doing. In fact, I would argue that it's really even not that anymore, that whenever those scores come out, people who are either in favor of public education or who are against public education wait for those scores because those scores are the ammunition that are used typically to say either schools are great or schools stink. And as Johnny and I have been pointing out now too, since the nonstop COVID learning loss, blah, 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 NAEP scores have been declining and it's been all in the news. This is interesting though, because I didn't pay attention to this one as deeply until you just said this now, Jess. And Johnny, I want to put this to you as a question here, directly from that 74 saying that the NAEP will still be administered, but contracts to analyze and report the data publicly were canceled. Is that the good news hidden in here that we've been looking for?
I don't think so, Tim. I mean, okay. I like data to be interpreted. I like the the National Center for Educational Statistics, even though myself not a quantitative guy. That's what us nerds call the researchers who crunch the statistics, right? They run the numbers and they tell us a lot. Well, numbers hide things and they illuminate other things. I like the scientific method. I like math. I don't put all my trust and faith in it alone. Like those numbers can tell us different things. And so we discuss them and we interpret what the numbers tell us, but I like having the numbers. It's not a problem with the data. It's a problem with how we make decisions using that data, right? And so, or how much of it and how often we collect it, right? We know we're in, you know, an era of just way too many tests and standardized tests for our kids. But I want to say, Tim, to me, I'm kind of bummed that these cuts are impacting the National Center for Educational Statistics. And I like that. I like the nation's report card. I don't like often how it's being discussed and attached to policy. And what I mean by that is, yeah, there's some declines in scores, but let's look at what's going on in these kids' worlds and what's happening in our schools. Might it be that they feel unsafe in schools because, you know, gun laws are restricting, you know, the ability to ensure kids' safeties in school? Did we have a national, you know, in a global pandemic where we missed some schools and things were changing and we're grieving? So grief and change, right? Do we have a struggling economy right now? So more of our children are experiencing poverty than previous decades. Yeah. So those scores, if we talk about the declines in ways that, you know, don't blame the victim, that's when we say, well, look, Timmy or Johnny in fourth grade, you know, their reading scores and their math scores are lower than past generation or, you know, than previous years. Well, what's happening in Timmy and Johnny's lives or in their schools or in their community? Instead of worrying or blaming Tim and Johnny, Let's look at the bigger things happening. So I like the data being there. But the biggest alarm to me, Tim, and listeners, I'm going to come back around to this. You know, I love that little snappy book Timothy Snyder gives us on tyranny. And one of those, cautions, things he says for us to kind of pay close attention to, and here we are, is that we need to believe in truth. And I'm not saying that numbers are absolute truth, but they help us navigate and arrive at truths. But to abandon facts is to abandon freedom, right? If nothing is true, then no one can criticize power because there's no basis on which to do so, right? If nothing is true, then it's all a spectacle. So canceling funding to the National Center for the Education Statistics is saying, hey, here's some numbers that help you experts get to truths. Mm-hmm. And we want to mess around with all that. We would prefer that there's no numbers tracking what our college students are doing post-graduation. There are no numbers that help us understand, you know, the correlations potentially between test scores and nutrition. We don't want you to have those numbers because we want to make sweeping statements, right, that may potentially be harmful to children. And you can't defend against that, right? And you can't criticize power if we don't have facts to base that criticism on, right? So what we know is that the biggest wallet pays for the most blinding lights. That's a quote from Timothy Snyder. The biggest wallet plays for the most blinding lights, right? And so why are we making these cuts? Why are we ditching the data? And I know, Tim, I might have thrown you a curveball because we're usually pretty critical of what's being done with that data. But I want to make that emphasis. Yeah, we're here to say, hey, how we're using the data may be a problem. Let's change that. But that data is really important for us to have a foundation to stand on to make an argument for or against particular policies in our schools.
Well, you pointed, you know, this out and just read this part too and go back to this. And this, where you went with that made me look at this sentence a little bit differently now. The NAEP will continue to be administered, but contracts to analyze the data and report it publicly were canceled and will be offered to new bidders. And I'm wondering if that's kind of what we're saying here, Johnny, is that, hey, you know what? The people who used to report this data, they're not allowed to do it anymore. We're going to offer it to new bidders. And in fact, those new bidders are going to be the ones who get those contracts are going to be the ones to present that data the way we in power want that data to be presented. And Jess, I see you're like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, that's worrying. Like
that, right?
Because numbers are one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the people who make sense of the numbers and tell you what that means, that's where the power is. Because numbers can say anything. And unless you're trained in how to understand statistics, those are just numbers. They don't mean anything. Mm-hmm. It's a different language. You need the interpreter who can put it into the language that you can understand. And if the person who is doing that has a strong political agenda, that can be a real problem.
Johnny, that's, so when you were, you know, kind of giving us an educated educator's education, I was like, I'm going to go back and look at that sentence again, because that's what we're talking about here is that, hey, you know what? We're going to shut down the people who tell the story of the data. We're going to offer that up to some new storytellers, ones that are more in line with the stories that we would like to tell. And yeah, that reference back then to Timothy Snyder, holy crap, man. You landed a big one on me there, Johnny.
Well, Tim, I told you, I'm going to bring the dance, man. We got to have some fun. You know, Bertolt Brecht, the playwright, wrote, right? And a child in the places asks, you know, an adult, will there be singing in dark times? The response being, yes, there will be singing about the dark times. So let's sing it loud. Let's dance to it. And let's be the change. And let's bring the fun. And sometimes that means communicating facts, but having fun with them. So put a smile on your face. I hate to tell people to smile. So we'll do it. We'll smile and hopefully get a smile in return. And let's keep spreading the joy because, you know, in dark times, we'll sing about the dark times. And guess what? Human communities were really good at taking care of each other and adapting. This is a big time of change.
It's a huge, huge time of change. And so, yeah, when, you know, we're seeing all of this chaos, and I think that's the word that continues to be put forward. Within that chaos, Johnny, I think you're saying, you know what? We're going to dance to the chaos. And hey, you know, the listener of Busted Pencils, you know, we're going to keep you informed. We're going to, you know, cover the dark news, but we're always going to bring it to you with that Tim, Johnny, and Jess style that says, hey, you know what? We can look at these things and Johnny can tell us to sing about the dark times. And we're going to make sure that Tim never stands up and dances on camera.
Unless or maybe we'll make sure that Tim does stand up and dance on camera.
Yeah, that should be really good. And Jess, okay, so and one more, you know, question here. So what should we look for in new interpreters on NAEP? What agenda should we be watching for? And I'm going to think about this one because, you know, the data itself has, in one way, this kind of, it seems like overkill because the interpreters of this data have, particularly on the NAEP data, have largely been telling the story of failed public schools for a long time. So I got to think that some of these people's contracts that are canceled are kind of sitting there going like, but wait, we've been telling this, the dismal failure story of public schools now for 20 years. Why'd we lose our contract? There's that, or potentially, just going to throw this out there, since we were talking about the science of reading, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page, Paul Thomas, Paul actually pointing out that, hey, guess what? NAEP scores, maybe they dropped because of the influence of the science of reading. And somebody's out there saying, wait a minute, we're not going to have that type of an interpretation. So in other words, will the NAEP data then conform to the policies and the curriculum and the non kind of academics stuff that we're being mandated to teach? And this is all just a whole lot going on there. But I would guess that what's going to come out when you say the agenda, what is the agenda the administration is currently pushing? And for that one, we don't need to look very far to know it. I mean, there's been a real crystal clear that this administration wants to tell the story of a public school system that's in desperate need of reform, that needs to stop doing the what they call the DEI, critical race theory indoctrination, the hating America. And, you know, if you're going to be anybody, that's the type of an interpretation we're going to be looking for. Johnny, also, oh my goodness, throw hey, man, that out there.
Say happy President's Day to everybody out there. You know, it is a holiday. Some of you teachers listening may even be off school today. I know we're not teaching today, and so happy President's Day, folks.
And if you're out there protesting, please be safe. We understand that. Please be safe. But lots to come. Jesse, that's a Johnny and Jess combined together there. We'll keep watching this, though, too. But, yeah, the education sciences, and as we have more, and again, listener out there, direct information about how these cuts are hitting. If anybody wants to come on the show and talk about the realities of how any of these, the education cuts, fundings are coming through, we'd love to have you. Or give us a call, 608-557-8577. That's the mailbag, you know. That's the mailbag there. We would love to know. We'd like to hear, because I think that is one of the ways that we do resist and fight back is we tell our stories. We tell our stories. I don't know. So, Johnny, I heard looking right here, you got something to say, don't you?
And now it's time for our moment of zen. They have the guns. We have the poets. Therefore, we will win.
Thanks everybody for busting pencils. Love that you're joining us here on the Homeroom. Make sure you hang out Wednesday, classes in session. Friday, face-offs, free throws, face-offs, and Saturday, one whole hour of Busted Pencils across all of the Civic Media stations. Download that app so that you never miss it. And hey, while you're out there, if you're getting us across Apple Podcasts or Spotify or any of your streaming places, give us a review and leave us some comments. Let us know what's happening. And you know the other part, keep busting pencils.